BibleSeedBank.com.
A tough way to start a week for many who had to pony up and write a check to the government. Yeah, you gotta pay taxes. But did you pay through the nose? Or are you just lucky and you had enough deductions and you had enough taken out of your check? Kate Delaney, that's the voice that you hear right now, the show America Tonight. Interesting thing, a lot of us aren't very good at figuring out how much should be taken out of your check. So people expecting to get some money back are not getting money back and were shocked when they actually started to do them that they owed money. I heard this story repeated all over the place from people who make decent money to people who really don't make a lot of money. And, you know, that's that hurried thing you do. You fill out the form. Okay, yeah, W-4. Sure, And you just throw a random number down. I can't tell you how many times I've seen people do that. Because they're not thinking about it. This is why, folks, wouldn't it be great if we had a flat tax? Give me a flat tax. I like the idea of a flat tax, but I don't think it's ever going to happen in my lifetime anyway. The IRS, bigger government, more jobs in the government, particularly for the organization that collects the taxes, that audits the people. Yeah, I don't think so. The IRS isn't going away anytime soon. But the flat tax idea, I think, is a good one. There's also conversation about fair tax. There are a lot of people coming up with other ways to tax and still fix the roads. Because when you say, oh, I don't think I should have to pay these taxes, or I don't want to pay these taxes, always what people shoot back at you is, well, look at the roads. Who's going to pay for that? What about public services? What about the cops? What about the fire departments? All that sort of stuff. Absolutely, there's a way to fund that. There's a better way. I know there has to be one. In fact, we're going to have a couple shows, or segments anyway, on a better way to do things. And we will tackle taxes. Oh, yeah, it's one of my favorite things. Let's jimmy with the system, and I bet we could do it just a little bit better. Hey, the Obamas had to pay their income. That's one of the things they would release from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, was $1.73 million last year, mostly from books. Certainly it's down in a very big way from the $5.5 million a year before. So the president paid the government $453,770 in federal taxes, about a quarter of the income. And remember last week, the big push and the brouhaha coming out of Washington and filtering into your backyards was the push to end the tax cuts for people with incomes above $250,000, and he did say it would include him. So here's the thing. What you really realize as a private citizen, though, when you have the money, you have better tax attorneys, and you actually end up coming out better because they come up with ways for you to get money back. You can afford it. That's the scoop. That's the deal. But I'm sick of talking about taxes. We're not going to go down that road. Instead, sadly, for the people of North Carolina, it wasn't about, oh, geez, we got to get the taxes filed. I'm sure some people were concerned about that. But how about all those people that were incredibly unfortunate with the tornadoes over the weekend that damages to so many different towns, including Raleigh, North Carolina, which is a big destination point. You think of the Triangle not too far away, and some of the big schools there, and just beautiful country, North Carolina, ravaged by massive tornadoes. here's a couple of different points of view on that tornado and what it did from two men who experienced it. Take a listen.
We really are a very resilient community. For many people, this will be an opportunity to not just build back, but also put things in that they ought to do, get things repaired that should have been repaired. We've been working hard, get all the volunteers out there, and we'll have things back in shape before we know it.
I have nothing but clothes on my back and what my wife has on her back. That's all we have. I was devastated from what I saw. Tents was turned upside down, trees split in half, and as I'm walking down the street, I'm thinking about my home. This tree has split our apartment in half.
Yeah, how about that? And not much you can do, just get out of the way of it. And that's the truth of the matter. And count your blessings that you weren't killed in it. But easy to say, not so easy to put into practice when you have the clothes on your back, like he was saying. So shelters or shelters there, people are donating money, state of emergency. North Carolina, the hardest hit of all the states that suffered with the tornadic activity. Alabama was slammed too, but North Carolina had the most loss of human life altogether in all of the states. They were talking about 40, and North Carolina talking about almost 20. We're going to switch gears and make a quick left-hand turn and talk about the friendly skies. As somebody who flies a lot, boy, it's kind of scary to see what's going on with these air traffic controllers. Somebody ought to lobby for a raise for them so that they can get some cots and they can sleep and maybe have three or four air traffic controllers in the tower. Or so that one or two could watch a movie. Do you believe it? With everything that's gone on, with everything that's happened, if I'm an air traffic controller and the red flag has been raised because I see two guys were suspended, I know what's happening. And they're sending me memos, but I decide, oh, I don't have to worry about it. I'm just going to watch my movie. That's what one fool did. So another air traffic controller was suspended, but not for sleeping, for watching a movie, and it happened on Sunday morning. He was at a regional radar spot in Oberlin, Ohio, very close to Cleveland, and they handle high-altitude air traffic for the FAA. So he was watching a movie on a DVD player. DVD. So you had five controllers who slept on the job, one watching a movie. I can tell you what he was watching. He was watching the movie Cleaner, the Samuel L. Jackson movie. And here's the thing. His microphone was activated, so the audio of the movie was sent out for about 3 minutes to all the planes in the air that the controller was supposed to be monitoring. Duh. Losing. Matt, see that? That's that whole thing about leaving mics open. You are very good. You do not leave mics open. You have never done it to me.
Right.
Never.
Come
but
close.
Yet this air traffic controller, but you didn't do it. This air traffic controller broadcast scenes from Cleaner, the audio portion.
See, now, how are you? We're kind of hitting the end of the break here, but I have a buddy who works in a hospital as a surgery tech, and they recently changed the rules where they used to be, if you worked an overnight shift, you could take naps during it, and now you have to stay awake the whole time.
Yeah, you know what? It's a good question. Do you think people in certain jobs should be able to take naps? 800-259-5791. I have a cousin who has a long stretch that she does as a nurse, and they're allowed to take naps. Should you be able to sleep on the job? Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know, the air traffic controllers have brought up the discussion about jobs and sleeping on jobs and third shift and juggling different shifts and should you be able to take a nap on the job. Well, even the pilots were doing that. Pilots would take a nap and the other pilot would take over. The second chair, I call it the second chair, the second chair would take over. The junior pilots, the kids with the wings, would take over and fly the plane. No, I'm kidding. But I don't think that was uncommon. I know a guy who was a pilot. They said they took a nap constantly. And then the other guy ran the, or flew the plane, let's say, flew the plane. I think there's a lot of people that close their doors and take cat naps. In fact, I worked, and the more I think about this, I worked for a guy who ran a little network, and he worked crazy, strange hours. He would work into the night sometimes, work days very, very early. So he would ask me to close the door, and then he would nod off for maybe a half an hour or so. He would sleep. They call, where's the boss? He made a run for the border. Where's the boss? He wants to do some errands. No, I'm kidding. But he did do that sleep thing. So a lot of people take advantage of it, more than you would think, depending on who they're working for, what the job is, that kind of thing. I mentioned my cousin. She works at CHOP, Children's Hospital in Philadelphia. And she works where she goes in Friday night and doesn't come out till really Monday morning. So they have a cot, and when it's slower, they rotate sleeping. Someone will sleep. Because now they're staying up how many hours? 48 hours. And all of them do it, and it's kosher, and everybody knows about it. But maybe those kind of things will start to go away. I'd rather have somebody sleep and take a cat nap and be able to operate the heavy machinery or make a better decision on my health care than the alternative. I'm just saying. Brian in Missouri, hello. You have the floor. How are you?
Hey, Kate, how you doing tonight? Got some good news for a change.
Let's hear it.
I'm a proud father. I had a baby girl at 12 noon this past Saturday.
Sweet! Do we have some applause? Woo! How many pounds and what is her name?
5 pounds, 13 ounces, and her name's Christina Rose.
Oh, I like that name, Christina Rose. A little thing. You know, I had to have you say her weight because it's one of the few times a female allows the weight to be said. And you're saying it for her. So you can say it proud. 5 pounds, how many ounces? It's great. Oh, congratulations. That's exciting stuff. Are you excited?
They're saying if everything goes all right, she might be coming home tomorrow.
Do you have any other kids or no, this is the first?
This is the first.
Oh, that's very exciting. Oh, I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy. I hope somebody runs out and gets a stork sign and they put it out in front of your house. You know, that's what they do. You do that or you got to make a big fuss over your the other side of Brian, Mrs. Brian. So you got to hoop it up for her.
I actually got a little bit of a surprise that even I wasn't expecting. My coworkers decided to throw a little bit of a baby shower a couple months back.
Oh.
I didn't even know about it until the day of.
Wow. I love that. I didn't even know about it till the day of, so it was a mix. That's good. Oh, congratulations. That is happy news.
And the other thing I was calling on was with the sleeping on the job. I was at a job once where, there for a while, we kept running into a problem of people falling asleep. A couple of the places that we found them at, and what they'd end up doing is going out there on a break. They'd try taking a little cat nap and end up not coming back for about 2 hours.
Where'd they go? What do you think's going on?
We found one in their vehicle. And the other one seemed funnier because we found him in the jar.
Oh, that's terrible. I'm just going to go in the bathroom stall, and I think I'll be fine. And then you're searching, hunting them down, and that's where you find them. That's great, Brian. Thanks for sharing the story about your daughter, and we appreciate that.
You're welcome, Kate, and have a...
Congratulations.
Nice night, and hopefully you don't end up getting snowed out up there.
No kidding. A whiteout in Minneapolis. Congratulations, Brian. That's great. Yeah, that's, in case you missed it, what a curveball for people living in Minneapolis so that they're used to it. You're never out of the winter until it's June. Wait, it's June 25th and it's snowing. But that's the thing. It's like Chicago. The weather stretches in those areas, in Illinois, parts of Illinois, Chicago, one of them. Minneapolis, Minnesota, known for the snow. The joys of the winter wonderland just don't want to come to an end there. That's what I would say about that. Okay, so talking about sleeping on the job and the FAA getting a wake-up call because they've been sleeping on the job, whether somebody's watching a DVD movie or falling asleep. You can't have air traffic controllers. You just can't have them falling asleep. So if it's shorter shifts or whatever it is they legitimately have to do, they have to do it. It's the getting... See, and it just shows you, of all the places for the government to cut corners, and Reagan, especially picking airports out, cutting a corner there could spell unbelievable catastrophe. Why would you do that? Why would you skimp on having two air traffic controllers in Washington, D.C.? It doesn't make any sense to me. And this is what happened. Somebody could have paid the price dearly with their life because of the ineptitude. Naturally, there's going to be that tendency to sleep. what are they going to do? They nod off. They're staring at the screen, and they start to nod off, and that head bobs up and down, but nobody else is there to pick up the slack if they've fallen asleep. Then invariably, I bet almost everyone who's listening to my voice in some capacity has fallen asleep on a job, whether it was convenient or not. You've fallen asleep on a job because everybody's burning the candle at both ends. Burning. So how many are getting 8 hours sleep? I think it's hilarious when they say that you need to get the recommended 8 hours sleep. And you just look at them like, 8 hours sleep? How am I getting everything done? How's that going to happen if I have 8 hours sleep? It's like the food pyramid. If you just follow the food pyramid, get your 8 hours sleep, get your exercise, you will be a new person. Well, we make that connection, but we don't have the time to do that. I know it's a weak excuse, but it's the truth. How much can you take before you're just annihilated? Just annihilated and cannot do it anymore. I think there's a lot of people that have those positions. I wonder how many convenience store people fall asleep. A lot of times they try to squeeze more out of them and they work longer hours too. And don't get any breaks. That's the key thing. And, I mean, there's no one to really pick up the slack. So you know that your battleship has sunk when you feel that vibration around you of everybody saying, oh, I can't believe that this has happened. I can't believe that so-and-so fell asleep and what was supposed to get done is stacking up or whatever it might be. I'm stretching to try to come up with these scenarios. But you can see how it doesn't matter what necessarily the job is heavy lifting or not as heavy lifting. If you don't get that 8 hours, don't get that 7 hours, don't get that at least six. I mean, I think you have to get six. Otherwise, you are just so sleep deprived. I don't know how anybody makes any sense of the conversations. Speaking of the conversations making sense, remember the North Carolina woman who made huge headlines when she accused three Duke University student athletes of rape? She is now in the reverse situation. She's accused of murder. So Crystal Magnum, 32, charged Monday with murder 5 days after her boyfriend succumbed to a stabbing-related injury at a hospital in Durham, North Carolina, according to a spokesperson for the Durham County District Attorney's Office. Oh, what a sad, sad situation. Sad that those boys just got dropped like hot potatoes, not a lot of apologies, and look what's happened to her. She's gone on to be accused of murder. Phew! Kicking the can down the road.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Here we go. The spring break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, 'cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of fat burners for just $99. Spring into hell for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember,
Sonny, if you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's getthetea.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Do you suffer from adrenal fatigue? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings can deposit into your kidneys and adrenals and cause them to lose up to 60% of their functional capacity? I've had firsthand experience with the damage mercury can do to the body. I've made it a life's work to figure out what went wrong after I got 2 large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I also know the most effective means by which the body can remove mercury. It has to do in large part with how well your liver functions and how much glutathione your cells produce. The number one superfood that supports optimal levels of glutathione is cold processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows. It is the most bioactive, undenatured whey protein on the market. People are reporting health improvements from this one product that I've not seen in 20 years of clinical nutritional practice. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I'm just going to try to cheer you up. I think some of you owed taxes this time around because you didn't estimate it correctly in your W-4s or for whatever reason, freelance work or something you had to claim, whatever it might be, and you're kind of bumming because you didn't think you were going to pay anything. In fact, you were expecting a refund. It's so weird that for some people it's like a crapshoot, and other people they know to the penny where their money's gone, how much they're going to get back, or what they're going to owe, whatever the circumstance, they know it. They're not playing a little game of craps when it comes to tax time. They're not waiting till the last second, and they're not trying to figure out whether or not they will get anything from the IRS. All right, so having said that, let's move away from that. We're done. We're done with the 18th. We're done with the tax thing. And we're on to, after talking about self-defense, we're on to a couple of things, including the fact that I think they have it right in Hong Kong. Hong Kong airlines, what the flight attendants are doing. I read a story on this on maybe NBC, that the crews are being pushed to learn something called Wing Chun. It's a 3 self-defense discipline, and it's good for tight spaces. So the flight attendants study this form of kung fu, and if something happens on the plane, they're ready to, it's game on. It's like Kill Bill or Charlie's Angels. They are ready. They're ready to fight. They're ready to bring down whoever they have to bring down. Boy, the job of a flight attendant is interesting. Since there's kind of a little theme going here with falling asleep on the job, the air traffic controllers and being suspended and 5 altogether falling asleep and now 1 who was watching a DVD and stupidly got himself caught because he had the button depressed, so that's what was being played when they were trying to reach him in the tower. And he was right by Cleveland, a very, very busy, busy area. The job definitions, I think, or job descriptions are really changing. So what is the job of a flight attendant? To tussle someone to the ground who looks like they could be a terrorist or start some nonsense on the plane? In Hong Kong, they're saying, absolutely. Bring it on. We're going to make sure that everyone can defend themselves. And if something were to happen on one of these Hong Kong flights, they would break out the kung fu. I think it's not a bad idea. That's what they would do. All right, so you want to mess with us? Come on. Bring it on. And that's for the men and the women. The men and the women are both doing that. Both doing that. Moving ahead to something that we covered because we went to Mississippi, remember, and we talked about what was going on with the oil spill in the aftermath, because the Gulf Coast lost a lot of business. People did not want to go back, or reluctantly they went back, or they waited till the tail end of what would be a very busy season and decided to go back to the spots where they normally would go along the Gulf. And that's one of the things we were doing. We were taking the show there to see for ourselves, to taste the seafood. And BP is saying that a year after the oil spill, the damage is still adding up. Even though the company is strong, still they've got damages and calculations as to how they're going to make it better. What are they going to do? How are they going to make public perception probably a little bit better? But they're making strong profits. The stock has bounced back and even paying dividends. A lot of people like Saul Album, the financial man that we have on, always says look for things with dividends. Because then you'll get some kind of a check if you're lucky at the end of the year. You'll get a dividend check. So BP became pretty well known, if you didn't already know them, because of the environmental crisis. But the stock has really come back. Really come back. But they're not completely out of trouble at this point. In fact, some of the employees could be found criminally negligent, they say, for the oil that the U.S. government says gushed from the blowout well, and for the 12 men who died when the Deepwater Horizon rig was, exploded, when it exploded. So there have been hundreds, I bet you didn't know this, hundreds of lawsuits, civil and criminal fines that could add billions of dollars to the liabilities of BP. Let's jump to news you can abuse. News you can abuse means things that might make you grin. If you don't laugh out loud, it's not belly laughing kind of thing. Just things that will make you grin. Like this one out of Washington. Some Catholic University students designed a solar-powered picnic table where students can actually plug in their cell phones where they eat. There are 1,000 solar panels installed on the campus, by the way, of Catholic University. The school's adding 444 more because they want to be the largest solar power system in the capital. In Estes Park, Colorado, for the week, the parks are free because they got a lot of them, too. 300 National Park Service sites are offering the free admission as part of a park week. So popular ones like Yellowstone in Wyoming and Montana, Yosemite in California, and Rocky Mountain National Park in Colorado. They're saying that the visitors will be able to ski at a higher elevation and hike into the lower portions of where the snow is melting. And they, if you can't make it to National Park next week, another free weekend is coming up the first day of summer, June 21st. I like that you get to go in for free because the parks are, I mean, the parks are wonderful, but it's at least $5 a person. At least $5 a person to get into the park. So if you can get them for free, I'd say that's pretty cool. We talk about dogs a lot on the show and in different capacities. In Florida, this is what was interesting, a ruling from the Florida Supreme Court. The justices say police have to get a warrant before a canine cop can do a sniff test at the front door of a house. The ruling is because of what happened in 2006 in Miami-Dade. Police went home with a drug-sniffing dog on a tip. They later arrested the guy and seized the pot. What do they do with the pot that they seize? That's what I want to know. Who gets their hands on that, in other words? And in some cases, people are definitely, some people definitely get their hands in it. All right, this day in history, kind of piggybacking on something that we did in the News You Can Abuse. If you go back in time, I always say this, it'd be so cool to have a way to do that. If you ask me what crazy, wild, harebrained idea would you suggest to the smartest of the smart that they could design, of course, who's designing a way to go back in time, but can you imagine if you could do that? I think the tendency, though, would be to go back and undo a few things. That's probably the biggest problem. That you can't, they say, it's like the movie, you can't go back and once you do this, that's it. You can't go back and redo your life. You'll just have more clarity on where you're going. Boston Marathon. Do you know the Boston Marathon? The inaugural Boston Marathon was the brainchild of the Boston Athletic Association and a guy named John Graham, who was inspired by the marathon at the first modern Olympic Games in Athens in 1896. I think running is making a huge comeback. I think a lot of people are opting to lace them up and just go out and run now. I've noticed an increase, and it's not just young. You're talking about people who are in their 30s and 40s, too, who are jumping out and combining the fresh air with, you know, whatever it is, whatever trail, whatever it is that they're doing. All right, I promised birthdays, so I want to make sure we deliver on birthdays combined quickly with just this day in history. This day in history, besides the Boston Marathon being run, My Big Fat Greek Wedding was released. If you go back to 2002, sadly, the truck bomb exploded in Oklahoma City in 1995. 93, a couple years before that, the Branch Davidian compound burns. Hello, Janet Reno. And if we go back to 1861, the first blood was drawn in the Civil War. Birthdays round the bend.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Here we go. The Spring Break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of fat burners for just $99. Spring into health for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body.
Lose weight.
It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember,
Sonny, if you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's getthetea.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Her hair is hollow gold. Lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got better days inside. She'll turn her music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She's got better days inside. And she's easy. She'll unease you. Her best touch just to please you. She's precocious and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got credit problems, stand up style. She got Betty Davis eyes.
Because of Fukushima and your interest in what's happening to the people in Japan and radiation in general, we're going to do a segment next week on radiation in our everyday lives and what it means, how much you're getting when you go to the dentist, when you go to get any other kind of a checkup where they're talking about radiation, MRI perhaps if they're using that, what it means when they put the little shield, you know, the lead apron over you and what you're missing when that happens, because a lot of them don't have the neck is exposed, and that we're going to do that coming up on America Tonight. Also on America Tonight, well, I'm not going to spoil it. We might have a super, super huge guest, and you can't guess who it is. Guess who's coming to America Tonight. Maybe we'll do that contest. Guess who's coming to America Tonight. We can eliminate some people. It's not Susan Lucci. They pulled her soap opera right out underneath her. Yeah, All My Children, shocker. Down the tubes, One Life to Live, down the tubes. They've been on for a very long time. It's because it costs too much to produce, and the networks are trying to do cheaper shows. They're looking for reality TV where they don't have to pay someone that much. They get the sponsors, and even if they pay those Jersey Shore kids, well, they're getting the ratings and they're selling stuff. So that's the idea. It's very cheap to do. And I think reality television has changed primetime television and even now daytime television in some cases for the worse. Although I wasn't a big soap opera person, it's the end of an era, big time. So back to Japan and your concerns about what's going on with Fukushima before we get to birthdays. What they're doing now is, to keep you up to date, they're pumping water from the basement of one of the reactors turbine, the building, to a storage area, and they're removing the contaminated water that collected in the basement of, it was specifically Unit 2, so that workers can figure out a way, or try to, they're not figuring it out, they know what to do if they can get to it. They're trying to restore the cooling system that was knocked out. It's a big step. It's a big step in this process to shut this thing down. I mean, shut it down. They're talking that it could take 9 months to completely shut off the plant. 9 months, 2012. How much damage is done by the radiation at that point? How much damage has happened to Sedin and those areas close to the plant? Ugh. I'm telling you, if nothing else, it's just raised the awareness of radiation that you have no idea how much you're taking in your everyday life, and just really the dangers, sadly, for those people. How horrible that they really have, you know, they really don't know at this point. This could be cancer in the near future. Certainly the people in the plant going into that heat time bomb, they've got to be dropping like flies, sadly. But the people around it, you don't know the rippling effects years down the road, what can happen. Just don't know. Because so many of you are curious about the royal wedding, which I'm not that curious about it. But what does it cost to put on a royal wedding? A lot. Because all the public areas near Buckingham Palace and Westminster Abbey in London have to be checked by their version of special security teams. I mean, they have to do it. Anywhere along the parade route, looking for explosives, anything could be hidden in drains, lampposts, traffic lights, all that kind of stuff. They just have to think like a terrorist would, because that is there's always that possibility. And all of the anticipation for it, the VIPs, Queen Elizabeth II is included in that bunch, 54 heads of state. It's a big security nightmare, actually. There's going to be huge crowds on that route from the Abbey to the palace where the newlyweds will go on the balcony, like you've seen in the past, you know, emerge from to the balcony and do the wave and the kiss and all that sort of stuff. So Scotland Yard will identify people that they think might have a weird, unhealthy obsession with the royal family and do some surveillance to make sure they don't cause trouble on the wedding day. Wow. What's an unhealthy relationship of thinking about the royal family? I bet certainly there have to be a few. I know there's some people that are pretty obsessed with the royal wedding here, though. I want to get back to something that I want to give you the payoff for and just give you a couple more details on this. But why am I not surprised by the fact that Crystal Magnum, who was the woman in the middle of the Duke University student-athletes rape saga is now accused of murder. She was charged just on Monday, 5 days after her boyfriend died because of stabbing injuries at a hospital. So they reassessed the charges against Crystal Magnum after the death of Reginald Day at Duke University. You know, that whole thing about trouble. They say she stabbed him during an argument at the apartment that they shared, and she was arrested and charged with assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill. She'll be in court probably before May 2nd. And you have to go back to, I can't believe it's been this long, but you have to go back to March of 2006. It's when she claimed she was sexually assaulted by three players on the Duke lacrosse team, which is usually one of the best teams in the nation, while she was performing as a stripper at a team party. Later, those charges were dropped because the North Carolina's attorney general found that there wasn't any credible evidence that the attacks actually happened, and the charges were dropped. But, boy, the reputation of those three boys, you really felt for them. And this is a sick, kind of crazy ending to what's happened with this woman. All right, let's get to those birthdays. There is a handful. I think you'll recognize some of the birthdays. Hit it, Maestro.
Come on, people. We need birthday singers.
Maria Sharapova, 2004. It's been that long since she won Wimbledon. She's just 24 years old. They start so young in tennis, you forget. It seems like she's been around forever. Hayden Christensen, he was Anakin Skywalker in Star Wars, episodes 2 and 3. I like this guy. 30 years old. Kate Hudson, getting ready to have a baby. She's like 7 months pregnant. She's 32. She's been in a whole bunch of things, including an Oscar nod for her role in Almost Famous. James Franco, speaking of the Oscars, he just hosted them. He's Harry Osborn in the Spider-Man movies. He's also in 127 Hours, 33 years old. Ashley Judd turns 43 years old. Suge Knight, a rap mogul guy, you know him. He co-founded Death Row Records. Is 45 years old. Al Unser Jr., he was an Indy 500 racing champ, 49 years old. Let me give you one more. Tim Curry, he was the Rocky Horror Picture Show guy, if you ever saw that, 65 years old. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday from all of us at America Tonight to you.
Oh, man. Radio?
Yes, talk radio.
So boring, man.
Okay.